Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's once again the Bully Bullet Podcast with yours truly. And if you looked at my last podcast, I had two guest hosts, or guests, or co-hosts, whatever you want to call them. Tonight, I'm up in the ante, ladies and gentlemen. I got three. Yeah, it's going to get hectic over here. The first guest I'm going to introduce, you heard him before, from the UK, Fi Kane, a.k.a. Cam, a.k.a.
Hi there, people.
Just the deadly disaster. What's going on, Fi Kane? Say what's up to everyone out there.
What's happening, people? What's happening?
As you can tell, he's very, very excited. And contrary to my belief, he just wasn't done weeping, ladies and gentlemen. Second guest, this is a newcomer to the Bully Willow Circle, Coldster. Ladies and gentlemen, Coldster. Coldster, you there? Say what's up to everyone out there.
Yo, what's up? This is Coldster from New York.
Real talk, New York. And the third one, ladies and gentlemen, the females love talking to me. As a brother, of course, we have the one, the only, AO. Say what's up to everyone out there, AO.
What up, everybody? I'm AO.
And yes, if you're thinking, why does she repeat the same thing I did, don't worry, this first time, give her some time. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're probably wondering, but why do you have three people on? What's the deal? Is this something important? Something very important. Tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, what if zombies took over the Earth? And what if you and a select few others were alive? How would you survive? What would you do? How would you feel? And let's get right into it. The first weapon of choice, I'm going to throw it over to the Fi Kane from the UK. What weapon would you use and why?
Ooh. All right, first of all, I need to ask a question. With weapons, as far as looking at, am I allowed a primary, a secondary weapon? Am I allowed melee weapons?
Let's just stick with one. This is not school types in the UK and Canada. No primary, secondary, and post, ladies and gentlemen. Just one for the moment, and we might move on from there.
Ooh, I'll probably just go with an M16 for now. I mean, I don't know much about weapons. Mm-hmm. I've come across one of those in like a computer game before, so.
Sounds good. Mr. Cold, aka Coldster, what would you use and why?
Well, Bully, I've given this some intense thought. It's a very serious topic.
It really is.
And after much deliberation, I think I've decided to pick the AK-47. If I can't here, chose the M16. It's just pure American arrogance. Mm-hmm. The AK-47 is the superior weapon. Definitely would pick that.
And if you guys remember from the Biggie and Tupac freestyle from Rap Olympics in 1996, if I'm not mistaken, I fire the AK from far away, everybody hit the DECK. Mad Zombie's gonna be hitting the DECK, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo,
the AK is fired. Now, we change it, we go over to the nice feminine side. Ayo, what would you use as a weapon?
I'm pretty sure I would go for a machete, only because it's easy to use and it keeps some distance towards people.
It does, that's true.
So.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get into mine. Fuck you guys, I'm using my fists. I don't got time to reload and clean my weapon. I will knock a zombie the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I'll knock its head off. I'm crazy with it.
I mean,
do you want to get up close and personal with these guys?
No, the question is, do they want to get up and close and personal with me? They are zombies. You're saying fighting.
I don't know, I feel like you have to keep
you
some
get bitten
distance.
Or scratch. You can,
that's a good question.
You can catch the virus.
But I have
so
a
you don't
reach,
go
I have a good
close
jab, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can keep them away. Hey, yo, you were saying?
I feel like you have to keep some distance, because the closer you get, the more prone you are to getting something, like a virus or something from them.
AO,
you know?
Once again, the topic for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, AO, we're not talking about relationships, we're talking about weapons.
Shut up! I'm talking about a weapon, man.
I mean,
whatever.
If the closer you are, the more prone you are to catching this, why would you pick a machete?
Because you're not close with the machete, you're actually fairly, I mean, you're fairly back. And plus, I'm a tiny girl, I can't carry around like a big ass.
Compared to
like
a gun, though?
You know? Yeah, I don't know. Especially an AK, I can't. I think I'll be, since I'm a tiny girl, I think if I shoot an AK, I'll be blown away by myself, like, you know, by the backlash of it.
Cold, I have a little criticism for your weapon, since you pointed out one for AO.
Absolutely.
Isn't the AK known for being cheaply made and not very accurate? So, you would, in essence...
Well, that just means I can carry five with me.
listen, but in essence, you can't be that far away, but you probably won't be that close. But isn't that a cause of concern? You know, you're trying to shoot a zombie in the head and you shoot in the shoulder. You know, that's not cool. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
And see the way this is the way I see it. I'm not a very accurate shooter myself, so the inaccuracy of the AK-47 combined with my own inaccuracy is like two wrongs making a right. That's the way I see it.
That's a very philosophical, ladies and gentlemen, serious topics being discussed on the Bullywood podcast. By the way, bullywood.blogspot.com for the blogs. If you see a new banner, you're like, hey, that's a nifty little banner. Guess who made it? One of my guests tonight, AO. So give her a round of applause by yourself. It's okay. It's fine. If you want to shoot me email, bullybully00@hotmail.com. That's B-A-L-I twice because it's so nice. 00@hotmail.com for your questions and comments concerning this particular show or anything in general. Okay, now guys, we got our weapons. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna fuck some zombies up, you know. But you can't stay in the same place, right? I mean, you have to go where there's food and fuel, etc. Maybe other people. What type of vehicle would you use and why? And I'm going to throw this one to Fight King first. What vehicle would you use?
It would have to be some sort of reinforced armored military vehicle, because mm-hmm. you're going to get a lot of zombies trying to smash the windows and
True.
Stuff. So you need to avoid them getting inside and the least amount of damage possible to the vehicle.
So you
I'll
heard here,
a,
Fight King would
a
choose
reinforced.
A Toyota Corolla, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
To be more specific. good car.
Volvos
good car.
Would be better.
Excuse me?
Volvos. I don't know if you've come across a lot of those.
We'll come back to you, Fight King. Let's go to Coldster. What vehicle would you use and why? And keep in mind, transportation can, or automobile, whatever you want to call it, but by animal as well. Keep that in mind, Coldster. Answer the question, please.
I would probably choose a camel. I think camel, they're accustomed to going across many different regions. I mean, we saw in the Scorpion King
guys.
How well The Rock did with a camel. He took on mummies.
I literally had a camel image in my head while I was asking that question. That is fucking mind readings going on tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Telepathy on the internet. It exists. And I agree with you. Not much water, humps, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You look cool
and
with the humps.
If anything, if I run into water, I'll just slice its hump open.
That's okay, that's a little alright, but we'll move on to AO. AO, what would you use?
I'm gonna have to agree with Fight King and go with a military tank, because I feel like those are pretty brolic in themselves, so I think that's
what is this brolic you speak of? Can you please, I've never heard this word, what does it mean? What's the definition for it?
I believe it's a New York term, because a lot of people don't really understand what mm-hmm. it means, but it means like tough and like macho, like a very brolic term.
Okay. Very brolic term?
Yeah.
Alright, now it's my turn. I'd use my own 2 feet, because I mean, I'm not going to rely on some fucking car or a camel or anything. Maybe a camel, but my own 2 feet, my own 2 legs, I think that's the thing. I mean, I'm pretty nifty with my footwork. At least I've been told that kind of stuff. Now I'm going to ask a little personal question. All right, it's maybe you and a couple other people, but one day you wake up, there's no one there, you're by yourself. What if you see a zombie and they start looking a little sexy, like, you know, I wouldn't mind sticking my dick in that. Would you have sex with a zombie of the opposite gender? And be very honest, because I have my answer ready, and I'm going to spill it out after you guys. Fightkin, would you, yes or no?
It depends how much the zombie actually resembles an attractive lady, and make sure you use protection, because you don't want to catch what
you can
got.
Use condoms, by the way. Condoms, lubrication, glow-in-the-dark, toys, whatever you guys want to use.
Yeah.
Think
I'll
about
use
it.
Three
because
of those.
Okay, so what you're trying to say, in emergencies only. Alright, I throw the same question to you, Colster. Would you, you know what I'm saying, shag, as they say in the UK, where Fight came from, shag a female zombie?
Personally, I think Fight Kane's response was a little shallow. Like, why does it matter how the zombie looks? Like, a man has urges,
yeah,
he has to fulfill them.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta stop being so shallow.
Like,
they're zombies, but they have feelings. But yes, I would. That's my answer.
Well, you just... Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I like. I like people like me, just honest. Like, yeah, I would, and what? Yeah. Yeah, I would. Ayo, be honest. Let's say you see a zombie. He has a whole stubble thing going on. 6'2", muscular. Would you hit it?
Okay,
that's right.
Yeah, I would say yes.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I... I would say yes. That'll be my answer.
Oh wow. Well, so we have some freaking. You know what? I think I would eventually, because I think the zombies would be after me, for my blood and my sexuality. I've been known to attract many different species with my pheromones. I eat a lot of cheeseburgers, that's why. It's a very manly smell, and it gives off this very nice stench from my armpits. but only in emergency as well. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not gonna, like, Friday night, I'm not gonna be in the shower, like, yeah, I'm gonna get some zombie pussy tonight. Like, don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen out there. But it would really cross my mind. And now the final question, just to sum up everything, guys. Throw this to you first, Viking. Why do you think, not hypothetically, but realistically, something like having a zombie outbreak would happen? Because, I mean, there are very many different strains of many different viruses and diseases which we don't even know about, or maybe we know about and have no defense against naturally or medically. So, give me a percentage.
The percentage, or why, or the reason.
Percentage, just a percentage, so we don't get too deep into it.
5%.
Okay, alright. I'm gonna take your 5%. You know what I'm gonna do with it? I'm gonna put it in my back pocket. Moving on to AO. Percentage likelihood of,
I'm gonna guarantee that something like this will happen, so I'm gonna go along and
say
120%. 120%.
It's inevitable. It's just happen. Just a matter of.
Oh time. Yeah, most definitely. By the track that we're going, most definitely.
Why do you think that?
Because I feel like everybody's becoming sinners and becoming bad people, so it's bound to happen. I mean, let's be honest.
So what you're saying is God's gonna like
pretty heavy
shower.
Shit.
The earth.
No, no, God. I feel like mankind themselves is just going to put themselves into this position. Not God. Like, STDs and stuff. Like, I mean...
So...
Alright.
Well... STD, zombie, sex. Personally,
I think it would be a government weapon.
Yes.
Right? Okay, see?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting to conspiracy theories and delving a little deeper than we planned to, but it's all good. Personally, I think, see, I'm the type of person that believes if you can think of it or you can conceive it in your brain, there is some chance of it happening, right? But it doesn't mean it's definite. I'm going to go with 0.0001%. For example, in my mind, I can see myself winning the lottery 100 times in a row. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. But what's the likelihood? Not very high, right? So I think that's, yeah.
I think chemical warfare is the most likely reason. I mean, if they're going to start using warfare,
it
could happen.
It's some crazy shit. We'll call it that. You know, we call it a fucking crazy
shit.
But, you know, guys, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the world, I don't believe in this shit, and whatever's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. See, I'm confident in myself, you know, I don't need weapons. If you remember from earlier, my weapons are my fists. I'll knock a zombie the fuck out, ladies and gentlemen, like I said before. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, everyone. Something very, very different, once again, spontaneous impromptu podcast. Hope we made you laugh, but more importantly, I hope at least, we made you think a little bit. When you're, instead of thinking of some insignificant bullshit while you try to fall asleep tonight, guys, think about this, and maybe it'll put you to sleep. But for now, I'm Bullywella, that's AO, that's Coldster, that's Vicane, and be sure to go to facebook.com. Bullywella blog in the search bar. Join my group. I need more followers, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to comment, post questions to the email and the blog. Had technical difficulties with the blog a couple days ago. Lost a couple of my posts, but I'm back up and running 110%. Hopefully this hiccup won't happen again. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bullywella, and see you guys later.